Yep.
Jidae.
Hi.
Don't you're me, all right? Like,
don't be yelling at me.
You out here sending me all sorts of videos of you on the plane, getting flued out to see some man and all of that. And now you moving so fast. You got this man in your house.
I do.
Listen, I'm not about to be defending you to your friends, everybody DMing me and all that. Like, this is not what we about to do. Get it together, sis.
First of all, if you know me, the fact that anybody thought that I was letting some stranger danger man fly me out after 2 weeks, you should be ashamed of yourself. Please go back and listen to earlier episodes in which I say how long it takes for me and my anxious ass to get to know somebody. I did get flew out. I flew myself out.
Okay. When I tell you the people are just like, what the hell? Why did you let her leave on this plane? I was like, yo, I'm having her give me hour on the hour, like, updates and stuff. Like, I am a little scared, but she is an adult. Y'all. So I just want to let her do what she got to do. But, like, I am like, this is not it. Like, we don't do this.
Like,
this
y'all,
is not what we do.
I am on the socials. I be on TikTok. I used to be on Twitter. I know what happens when people get flued out. Have y'all listened to me? So y'all just be hearing but not listening. Because me lets a man fly me out to the middle of nowhere after only knowing him for 2 weeks.
Listen, but now she got all this big talk, but this said man is in her house right now.
He is.
In her house.
He is.
His name is Cash.
It is.
I could see him on the FaceTime right now.
And Cash is a boy. He's 5 months old.
Oh, you're a mother now.
As a mother.
What it is. She, what is going on?
It's a Yorkie. Okay. I flew out to get my damn dog. Y'all.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe.
I know he was confusing the hell out of people just now.
I know they was like, she just said nobody flew her out. What Ryan mean? He got her. Yes. So if you've been following, you know that back in March when we first launched early the podcast, I had recently lost my 16-year-old Yorkie Carter, who had been my road dog for 16 years, the best thing that has ever happened to me. And so with the help of my therapist, because thank God for therapy, because he was also an emotional support animal, she convinced me that, you know, I should take my time to grieve him, but it was time for me to make the move. So I made a move and I brought home the cutest little boy. His name is Cash.
He's very cute, by the way.
He's
very cute.
Very small. I actually got him from the same woman that I got Carter from. So they kind of look alike, which I love.
They do.
So it feels like I have my baby back. Cash is very different from Carter, though. So this is a new era.
Yeah, Carter was Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Cash is dark skin.
Yeah, Cash.
For sure.
Wait a minute. Not you calling my son light skin.
Carter was Chris Brown. Cash is like Tyson.
Yeah, sure. He's definitely. That's going to change, though, because he's a baby. So we don't know. He may be a little light skin when he get older.
Interesting.
But what I will say is he's been very sweet. I'm very happy. I didn't realize how unsettled I was until I got him, because I do need an emotional support animal. So we'll talk about that another time because I don't want to be all weepy and cry on this episode. But I'm happy. Also, Cash let me know early on that he is and realizes that he is a black dog. Okay. Because we was at the airport and I was getting him registered to fly and a little non-melanated baby was in her stroller mean mugging him. And Cash was like, excuse me? Bark, 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 growl. And I was like, let her know. Let her know. We don't do that. You know?
We don't do that.
We don't. And he also let me know he's not a punk because some black girl was mean mugging him today. And he was barking at her, so she felt like she needed to apologize.
How you gonna mean mug that dog? Dog's so cute.
Isn't he?
Why are you mean mugging the dog?
She had to apologize because Cash let her know that he is a black man first and foremost. And his mama's black. And if you don't apologize, we're going to have a problem. And she was like, I am so sorry. I was looking at him kind of hard. And I was like, okay. So I've had him for 24 hours. And in that 24 hours, he has solidified the fact that he knows that he is a black man. So just letting y'all know.
Gotcha. So y'all need to stop hitting up my DMs now. Like, she's back in New York. She stopped trolling y'all with all these airplane photos and videos and, like, all of this.
I mean, but they wasn't even just hitting you up, because I had cousins hitting me up like, excuse me, are you alive, bitch? Because what do you mean you flying out? My friend Jasmine's mother was like, excuse me, does Ryan have her location on? Because what is happening? So I will say, I appreciate y'all all for looking out for me.
Got me out here asking if you're gonna wear the crystal thigh high boots. Like, I mean,
could you imagine? First of all, if I would have pulled up in that small ass airport in them crystal thigh high boots, the woman that had cash would have taken him right back, because she would have been like, it is not that type of party, ma'am. I'm not.
Did you see Jess Hilarious in your boots?
I can't wait till I wear mine, because she made them boots look so bad. And I just... And that's what happens when you try to rush, because you want to be the first to put something on. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, she's cute, but that's not how you do these boots, miss. But when I put them on, I'm a show out on the gram.
All right. We all still waiting. You know, we live vicariously through today. Last week, first off, people was big upset. They like Jhené being very, very vague and shit. we need her dating mess. That's what we need. We need that. We need that in our life.
But I will say, I will say, even though I didn't get flew out, because I flew myself out like the bad bitch that I am, I am entertaining men's on these apps. I'm being a little bit nicer. We'll see what happens. My lead window, y'all, just to give y'all a real time frame, I need like a good solid month and a half of talking to you before I can decide if we're going to go on any type of date. And if anything, you're going to fly out to me in New York, where I have people who could beat you up if necessary.
I asked initially. Oh, he's fluing himself in, because I was like, you know,
so that's what I thought. I apologize for the confusion and the concern, but I'm all right, obviously.
She don't apologize. She was living for this mess.
I was.
She told y'all before she loves mess.
I do.
She wanted y'all in the tailspin.
I did. But it was all worth it, because cash is worth it, so.
He is cute. Thank you. I'll give you a little pass right now. But
yeah, you can't be mad at this face. Look at that face. You can't be mad at
it's
that face.
So cute. Okay, stop it. My daughter wants a dog. We had told her at like two or one. I was like, oh yeah, when you turn 10, we can talk about it.
And that's next year.
That's right around the, that's right around the corner.
2023 is literally like two and a half months away. So.
Oh gosh, I'm not ready.
Get it cracking.
Just like for everything else. I am not ready.
Get it cracking, yo. So now that we've gotten my mess, that's not a mess, out of the way, your girl Cardi, Madonna made up.
Well,
I'm getting that out the way early, because we don't care.
The thing is, I had big energy for my girl Cardi last week. Like, why? What's the purpose? There's no purpose.
All I said,
I didn't even know that.
I said that to say, so then Madonna got on the gram with her new titties dancing to WAP. And
oh god,
Cardi, I was holding you down last week, but like, because of you, people had to see Madonna's new titties and her new face, and neither one is acceptable. So let her age ungracefully, and like, leave us alone.
It's sad.
Yeah,
it's real sad. It's really sad when people just can't get old normally. Like, it don't make sense.
Wait a minute. Wait, pause. Time out.
What?
People doing too much. Wait a minute.
Who's doing too much?
You and your wife. You and your wife.
Oh.
I don't know why my watch is talking to me, but you and your wife.
Me and my wife what?
These anniversary photos. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I told you it was coming. I did.
Excuse me, but I mean, I knew, but I didn't know, and I wasn't expecting, and so now I'm like, the audacity of you two to really just do that, and do it so peaceful. Like, if y'all are
still got more. I mean, as of today, as of the time of recording, we still haven't dropped all of the photos. But, like, you know, it's it was fun.
First of all, you got up on this podcast talking about some, I'm probably going to look so sick, and I wasn't feeling well, and I was on my deathbed.
I kid you not.
And then here come Tyson Beckford talking about some.
Stop it. Stop it.
Y'all.
Stop it.
Y'all.
Stop it.
I mean, I know I lied to y'all for 2 weeks about me getting flued out, but would I lie?
Yes, let them know that you lied.
Would I lie? If I'm lying, if I am lying, please go to, if you're not following Ryan, go to O Black Ryan. He got a picture of himself with his Tyson Beckford look going on his IG. It's O Black Ryan. And
if
let me know.
If it was Tyson Beckford, though, I'd be making way more money than I make right now. I'm just saying.
You're choosing not to model, though. You're choosing not to model, though. You're the one with a podcast.
No, I'm just saying. First of all,
your wife, exquisite. I mean, you already know this. You're married to her. But facts. Let me tell you how I lived for these photos. You understand me? Lived.
I got to send you on the side all the rest of them so that you can see.
You live vicariously through me. I was out here living vicariously through y'all. Like, oh, wait a minute. When I get a boo, we got to shut shit down. Because this right here, this is the type of energy I am on.
So the thing is, right? Like, so I indulge my wife on this because, like, you know, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm the husband. But, like, we definitely got married during Hurricane Sandy. And so, like, when I tell you, Jade, if you saw the wedding video of what was going on, like, when I tell you we got interviewed by, well, I did, because she hadn't come out yet, like, Daily News, they were just like, what the hell are y'all doing? What, like, literally the whole entire city was basically hunkering down and then evacuating and doing all of those things.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go.
Yeah, and so because we got married right on the water overlooking Manhattan and all that stuff in Brooklyn. And so it was just like they were out there to like cover the storm, and then they see a whole wedding happening, right? And so it was just like, Wait, what's happening right now? And so, like, if you saw the videos, like, it looked like one of those horror films. Like, it was like the opening of a horror film, and, like, you know, they'll put all the credits and all that stuff over the backdrop of the dark gray sky, and the wind is blowing, and my wife is coming in with her veil, and her veil is blowing
in
all
the wind,
like,
just doing the,
that's what it was like. And so she was like, yeah, I don't have any photos to put on my wall when we get this house. So, do over. I was like, all right. But, like, as I told y'all, and as if you're listening, you've heard over the past few weeks, I've been sick as a dog, like, super sick. And so, I don't even know. It's the grace of God that pulled that thing together. But, like,
all I'm saying is,
I'm happy with the outcome.
These little sneak peeks that y'all was dropping with these little captions and shit. Like, I was over here in my feelings, like, excuse me?
Everybody had feelings. We're still getting calls, and it's like, you know.
I was like,
we try sometimes.
These photos, fire. Hats off to you and your wife. Hats off to the photographer. Hats off to y'all's
team. Shout out to Joshua Duane. Shout out to Madamel, the hairstylist. Shout out to Mima Creations for the makeup on my wife. Shout out to God for making her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just shout out. You just shout everybody out, you know?
It's
fire.
I can't wait for them all to drop, so.
I don't know if I'm dropping all of them, but you can see them.
When I said that, I really meant, sorry, listeners, I really meant for me to see all the photos, not the listeners. I apologize. Didn't mean to get y'all hopes up, but, you know, we're actually friends,
So I'm contemplating, like, I'm like, you know, my wife is pseudo, like, you know, in the public eye, and, like, I've been trying to, like, keep my family, like, kind of, like, under wraps and stuff, but, like, I really just need to keep my kids safe.
Right.
My wife, she's out here in these streets, so
we might get a drop.
We may. We'll see. I might. I don't know.
I love Whatever. It. I mean, so. Listen. When I get my boo, who's gonna be rich? Actually, no, I was having a conversation with a friend. He may not even be rich. I might just need to get me a real regular blue collar man. Because
really? Wait a second now.
Because
which friend was this? How did they convince you of this? Which friend is this?
Kathleen. Because let me tell you. Oh,
Kathleen be out here saving lives. Look at this.
Because let me tell you. But when I say blue collar, I mean like blue collar. Like when I tell you I want a closet built, like you coming to build my closet.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like when I say I want to like put in a new chandelier, like you got your electrician's license too. And you're like, babe, where do you want the chandelier? Mm. You know what I mean? Like that type of like, I need you to, because like Kathleen is married to a blue collar man and like she's living my dream. Like, renovations is happening and like, you know what I mean? Like her man is like, I got you. And I'm like, that's what I want. I want to be like, babe, this is what I want. And he's just like, go pick out the stone. You know what I mean? And I could be like, boom, baby. So I may have to reevaluate my, I mean, he could be a rich blue collar man.
Sidebar. Mm-hmm. If y'all hear a bunch of tumbling and all sorts of noises happening and all of that, the upstairs neighbors, they moving out.
Oh,
it's late at night, by the way. We had a day, and so we recording this real late at night.
Why they moving out so late?
Why they still moving? I don't understand. I don't know.
That's sketchy.
I don't know. So Kathleen, as we were talking about Kathleen, she got the sharp ears. If you hear something, I'm just letting you know now, disclaimer, that's what's happening. They're moving out. All right?
Yo. Cool.
There's always something going on. Next door, they got carnival going on. Upstairs, they moving out. Like, it's a lot going on. Like, it's a lot.
It is a lot. You know what else is shout out to you and your wife. I may get me a blue collar man. I don't know. So our girl Riri dropped a single.
She did.
Did you listen?
Like I said, we got a lot going on. My wife got me busy. I have not listened, which is crazy for me because Rihanna, another one of my faves. However, another like sidebar here. Ever since Rihanna became like Billy Riri and like, you know, ASAP girlfriend Riri, and like, you know, she's not quite as dangerous and she's not as interesting to me lately, you know? You know?
Hi.
I know that's gonna offend a couple people, so I don't know.
So
we'll see. We're gonna see.
This is Jade's disclaimer in case anybody from Re-Navy is listening to this. I'm still very much interested in Rihanna.
I am too.
Do not come for us. Ryan is.
It's not as exciting.
He's been drinking tonight.
I am.
Okay. He's a little lit. He does not mean this in a bad way. Okay. Because let me say something. If there's two fan bases that I do not ever want to offend, that is the Beehive and the Navy.
We get it. We get it. And likewise. So, I am a big part of the Navy, right? I am a big part. But y'all gotta admit, she's not as dangerous as she used to be. Like, I want dangerous Rihanna. That's what I want.
I mean, she's growing up. The song is it's a slow song. Well, it's a song that was written by Thames in tribute to Chadwick Boseman. So it's a slow song. So it's not it's not a shake your ass, move your body type song.
Why didn't Thames sing it? Like, Thames is hot. Thames is hot.
I think it's because it's Rihanna. Like, Thames is hot, but it's Rihanna. Because when you listen to the song, when you hear it, I can't wait for you to actually listen to it. You can tell
I'm gonna listen to
it. You can tell that it is a Thames song. Like, it's you can tell that it's her pen, the cadence, it's Thames. I'm surprised that they didn't keep the Thames love going, because she did sing in the preview for the trailer that No Woman No Cry, which I absolutely love. Like, actually that was that's on a couple of playlists. So I'm you know, I like it. It's slow. No, I do. I like it. It's a slow song. It's very much like, it's sad because like it does remind you of like Chadwick Boseman. So like you already.
Why do we want this? But why are we asking for this?
Because I think
we should have just looked. We should have just saw the movie and be like, oh wow, Rihanna, that was so touching.
Well, there's a music video for it. I haven't watched the music video yet.
Oh my gosh.
But there is a music video for it. But when you listen to it, it's just all I know is I went to see Black Panther on opening night. When it first came out, I'm not doing that for Black Panther 2 because I need to get my emotions together because I'm going to be a mess. This song lets me know that I'm going to be a sniveling mess. So I would rather go to the theater in the middle of the day, like when nobody else is gonna be there. Right, when nobody else is gonna be there. So I can have, like, the snot can run out my nose freely without me being embarrassed by the person sitting next to me, like, ma'am, listen, are you okay?
All I'm saying is that what we want from Rihanna is for her to at least say one bitch in the song. That's what we want.
All I'm saying
that's
is...
that's the type of Rihanna we want.
This is true.
That's what we want.
This is true. So I'm interested to see what the second song sounds like, because it is an action movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I
right.
say that all to say, while I like the song, and maybe... y'all not going to be mad at me because y'all feeling this way too. Rihanna. Let me tell you something. If the album is not a shake your ass reggae album mixed with a little bit of pop... Mama, listen, okay?
Oh, man.
That's all we want. Oh, man. That's what we appreciate you showing your growth. Yes, you're a billionaire. You got the Fenty is killing it.
We are coming off of Anti.
Like,
we can't go any lower than that.
This
like,
is
it
not,
gotta be
this is not
same
the time.
Level or higher.
This is not the time for you to be reflective, okay? We done came out of pandemic. My man
Tell
Leslie Jordan,
it.
May he rest in peace, is
oh
is
my
dead.
God. Oh,
like
that's rough.
This is not the time. And can I tell you how many times I say well shit, and now I can't even say it without getting sad. Like I used to always be
yes.
like well shit whenever somebody at my job says something. Like
right.
But Rihanna, this is not the time for you to be self-reflective. Okay, I love you down.
Rest in peace.
I'm okay with the Black Panther 2 songs being slow songs, if that's the case, if that's what they asked you. But when I tell you. When that album drops, Rihanna, you're lucky I can't speak in patois because I don't want to embarrass myself on this radio today.
You always
on this
talking
podcast
about embarrassing
today.
Yourself. I think you do all right. I think
no,
you do okay.
It's just like my English accent. I can do it for like 3 seconds, then New York comes out, and so then it gets all. But I'm going to tell you, Miss Rihanna, we want the music, the good music. Not the reflective, I'm growing, I'm an artist. Save that for when your baby turns 5. We don't want that
oh,
right
man.
Now. Okay?
Oh, man.
Thank you. That was my public service announcement. Love you. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. Okay?
All right. So this is a whole random, but like, this is episode 33. Episode 34 will be recorded well in advance of that episode coming out.
Oh, yes.
The wife and I will be on somebody's beach somewhere.
Okay.
And I will not be recording there. Just so you know. I'm just letting you know now. I'm not taking my equipment. I will not be recording there.
Brian
just
said,
letting you know.
Y'all finna not hear from me until we get back. Okay? Because me and my wife are going to be celebrating. And y'all
Listen,
not celebrating
we,
with us. Okay? All right.
I'm going to try to get the graphics out and ready for... that episode, but if you see, please have some grace with Jhade.
That was gonna say,
have some grace because
when y'all see the lower quality, just know that it's me. And y'all gonna respect me and the programs that I use, because I'm not Ryan. Okay, I'm a slap it all together type of girl. Okay, Ryan
oh,
handles
man.
That's the digital eye. He handles all the graphics. He gets it together. He can't get it together,
it.
and I have to do it. Just know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how unprofessional it look. I don't want to hear none of that. Y'all just accept it. Okay, thank you. They're not finna bully me over the graphics because you're not here. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're gonna do our best. We're gonna do our best. I'm trying to do my best this episode because I definitely came unprepared this week. So I'm sorry.
Not only is he unprepared, he's drinking. So that's dangerous. Like, that's a dangerous combo.
Fun times. It was a day though. It really was a day because like even down to like. I went to the bank today, right? Mm-hmm. And so I went to the bank, and this old lady was asking me to help her check her balance, right? So I pushed her over.
Ryan, when I tell you, I... Every week, I plead for y'all to come get him. And every week y'all ignore my cry, and I don't understand why. First of all, before we even go further, if you are not following him, right, y'all may not have seen his newest trick that he does, where he is reimagining posters with his face on it from popular movies that have come out.
Oh, too good. Too okay? good. I was like, what's she talking about?
When I see that tag and I go to that picture, every time I am weak. It takes me down every time. And I just need you to stop. He did it with Creed. You know, he did it with Black Adam. I need him to stop.
What's next? What's next?
I don't know. What's next? I don't know. But you, sir.
Let's see. Let's see.
You are a menace. Sidebar. You and Vince are a menace. Because what was that intro last week? That is...
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. I'm glad you brought this up because I already forgot. So, last week, we were really excited about last week's episode. I said, Vince, I know you're busy. Let me download the Reading Rainbow theme song. You don't even got to look it up. I'm going to just send it to you so you could add it in there in the edit and all of that. It's all good. You got it. Everything that you need is ready so that all you got to do is sit down and work. You don't got to look for nothing, whatever. I listened to this damn episode. And yet again, we about to get canceled. Like, what is this?
First of all, because I was on that text chain in which you said, oh, I'm going to download the Reading Rainbow theme song, Vince. Don't worry about it. So in my mind, I heard the beginning strands of Reading Rainbow and I had a moment of nostalgia. Okay? And I was like, see how this is relaxing. I'm feeling this. And then I hear DMX. And then I heard
All the way out.
The energy shifted because now I'm ready to go to the club and fight somebody. And I said, first I was like, I know Ryan did not send Vince. And then I was like, that damn Vince. So the two of y'all are menaces. And every week, y'all help me in further solidifying the fact that I remain unproblematic.
You're going to stop saying this.
We're going to move on.
There's a reason why you're the co-host of this show.
Now we're moving on.
Don't start.
Now we're moving on. I just had to. I just wanted to make that clear that I.
All I'm saying is, y'all have Vance to thank for who I am today. When I met Vance in 1989, yes, it's been that long. Yo, he corrupted me from the moment that I met him, in 1989. I'm just saying.
Not my man saying it's his fault. 1989.
It's his fault.
All I know is the two of y'all are menaces. And I'm here.
So somehow, I don't know, maybe the energy of me talking about my daughter last week, the one that just turned 9, kind of got into her spirit. Because we was in the car, we was driving somewhere, and today she was talking about how, back in the 1990s, there was no color. Everything was black and white. And I was just... like,
excuse me?
Wait a second. I was like, wait a second.
Ma'am.
Is that what you really think?
Ma'am.
She was like 10 toes down. Like she must think that the color started in the 2000s for sure.
But you know what's crazy? Because if you think back to when you were a child, and think about the wild questions you may have asked your parent. Like, think about it. Because I'm pretty sure I probably asked multiple mommy, were you around when Jesus was around? Like, we used to ask wild questions. So... she's not wrong in how, the way these kids' minds work, I get it. But, like, ma'am, excuse me, the 1900s?
Yo, we are old.
First of all, I've been saying that.
We say this every week, but it's just like...
I'm glad you're starting to realize.
This is ridiculous.
Sidebar. This is ridiculous. Now that you say that, because you talked about your daughter, I'm going to give a shout out. She's not listening to the podcast because she's young. But I had the opportunity to work
Let's hope so.
She's not listening. She's not listening. But I had the opportunity of working with a young black CEO. She's the CEO of her sister's cookie company. Her sister's the baker, and she's the CEO. And I had posted something. We're not talking about this man, but I had posted something about the man that who shall not be mentioned on my Instagram story. And she hit me up like, hey, I think the anti-Semitism is wrong. Like, I understand that and completely, but why didn't he get in trouble when he was making his anti-black statements? Like, why did it take this for that to happen.
Facts.
And I explained to her, you know, I told her my opinion on it, which I'm not going to get into because I'm not talking about that man. But I let her know that I appreciated her being strong enough. You know, like, children can be shy, especially girls, but like talking to an adult about something that is obviously a somewhat adult topic. And little mama came back to me like, no, I like talking to adults. So why do you think that we didn't cancel him, but we canceled black women like Candace Owens and Omarosa? So like she was coming at me with like with like hard hitting, you know, like wanting my opinion. To which I had to just, you know, talk to her about Massage Noir. So I say that to say, I really do think the kids are going to be all right, because she's 13, she's a CEO, and she's asking me these type of questions, and I'm not an adult in her day-to-day right. life. And like, I felt like I was talking to, obviously I wasn't talking to my PR, I didn't hit her with like things that I would say to like a you when we are having a conversation. But right. I was so, like, I felt so proud of her in that moment, because like, she's 13, she's a CEO, and she's a young black girl, and she's not afraid to speak up and ask questions about things that she may not completely understand at her age. The kids right. will be all right, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know that right. the kids will be all right.
Well, you know, I keep telling people, stop messing with Gen Z. Like, they will hurt your feelings. And yeah, they should be all right. Let's hope. But yeah, if this 13-year-old CEO saw your post, she knows the podcast exists.
Janae, I mean, I know she knows the podcast exists. Just so you know. I know she knows the podcast exists, but I also don't think that I'm not interesting enough for her to listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
I beg to differ, but okay.
If she is listening and she hears this podcast, hi, I'm very proud of you. I already told you that in our little messages. Keep doing what you're doing and stop listening to this podcast, because it's
so far, this episode is all right for you to listen to. So far.
Yeah, this
we'll
is actually.
We'll see how it goes.
Which is wild, so because let me tell you, at one point, I'll leave it to the end. I'll leave it to the end, because we need to talk about what I want to talk about next. What I was just going to mention. So we're recording this. It is Halloween weekend.
It is.
Lizzo dressed up as my fave, Chrisean Rock. I think her official outfit is actually Marge Simpson, but for the time being.
Goodness.
But she did get on her socials dressed up, tooth missing and all. I don't know how she did it. I think she scribbled on the tooth. Tooth missing, tattoo on her throat.
Wow.
And doing Chrisean had a song out, because I guess she's also a wannabe artist. And Lizzo did it. The thing, though, is when Lizzo did it, I don't know why y'all be so fat phobic all the time. Somebody got on Beyonce's internet and was like, but if Chrisean put on a fat suit and acted like you, it would be a problem. In which she wouldn't have to put on a fat suit to let people know that she was being Lizzo. There's other ways that you can act like Lizzo without being putting on a fat suit. Like, y'all get so miserable seeing people.
I be tired of the internet. Like, I really be tired of it. Like, there's like moments where you're like, oh my gosh, the internet, amazing. I had a great laugh today. This is amazing. But then they just, like, they find ways to just annoy you.
Like
all the time. Like, it's like, how can I be contrarian? How can I not like this moment that everybody's liking?
That contrarian nonsense is the nonsense that really irritates me, because like, y'all just be saying things just to say things, and that grinds my gears. Like, y'all don't even be thinking before y'all speak. Like, she wasn't even doing it to make fun of Chrisean, because like, she tagged Chrisean. Like, she wasn't doing it to be malicious. Like, just like everybody else, she thinks that the girl is entertaining.
Right. It's annoying. It's annoying, but like, I wish after this I'm gonna look it up, because I want to see it.
It was hilarious.
That's interesting.
Kim Kardashian decided she was going to dress her kids up as black music icons. She dressed.
Wait. That was Kim. That was Kim's kids.
Those were Kim's kids.
I definitely saw the pictures, but I did not put two and two together.
Those were Kim's kids.
Those were her children. Mm-hmm.
North was Aaliyah, or North as Aaliyah. Chicago as Sade. Saint as Snoop Dogg, and Psalm as Eazy-E.
Eazy-E, right.
Now,
Wow.
While it was cute, all them babies wanted to do was dress up as Paw Patrol and princesses, and here go their mama ruining, like, doing the most. It's Halloween. It's like, why? Like, why are y'all doing that to your kids? That's like what we saw in the group chat where the woman had her child with the BBL Halloween costume.
Man, yo, what did I say? I said, nope, let's not, this is not, no, she did, like, that parent definitely deserves CPS to be like, called, for sure.
Why are y'all, sure. Like, this, like, there's ways to make your kids' Halloween costumes funny, but, like, to put butt pads and, like, and the reason is, like, it may have been humorous to that mother, but there are men that sexualize kids. And, like, I just feel like that's just making it worse. You know, like, sometimes you gotta think before you dress your kids up. Kim Kardashian was obviously just trying to have a photo shoot with her kids because she wants them to be in this life of celebrity. Right. And so she dressed them up as people that they have no idea. I mean, they may know who.
No, I didn't.
They may know who Snoop Dogg is.
I mean, because, yeah, he's
You know what relevant. I mean? Because, like, Snoop Dogg is, like, everybody's uncle or cousin. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they may know who Snoop Dogg is. But everybody else, them babies had absolutely no interest whatsoever in this form of dress-up. They would have been happier dressed up as mermaids, princesses, dinosaurs, Paw Patrol. There were so many options.
Speaking of dress-up, let us never forget in 2018 when Miss Beyoncé Giselle Knowles Carter dressed up as the icon Toni Braxton, put the image on the internet, and Kim Kardashian's mother, Kris Jenner, was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love it.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
Wait a minute. Back this up because I missed this. Are you telling me, Jidae?
That
Christine Jenner.
Yes.
Thought.
With a K. Yes.
That Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter dressed as her for Halloween. Is that what you're telling me right now, Ryan?
You don't remember the. I mean, I thought this was like big news when it came out.
When, like, I tell you, I do not follow anything about that family unless it is presented to me. Like, unless it becomes like a trending something or the other. And I obviously blacked that out because I am appalled. Excuse me?
I will try to post it when this episode comes out. But, like, yeah, I remember, like, you just brought up Kardashians and it just came to me. But, like, it was so funny.
The audacity of that woman thinking she's so significant that Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter went to her team and said, for Halloween this year, I need to be Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner. That's the one. Me, her. Yes.
The audacity, right, Cash? Oh, the audacity.
Oh, man.
Ryan, I have to look that up. Fun because time.
I'll send it to you. We're going to post it, though.
I'm appalled. What?
Yes. Your fave. Mr. Elon Musk has completed his deal, and he is now the owner,
the chief twit
of the Twitter. Yes,
the chief.
You said you used to be on Twitter, so I'm guessing you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I've been done. Like, I had started to wean myself off when the conversation happened that he was going to be on. He was going to own Twitter, because, you know, when people try to use free speech as a
oh my god,
even though with my bad hearing, I heard that.
What's the noise? Why are we still moving? It's midnight. What are you talking about?
I don't even know what's happening right now.
What time
is this? Drug dealer hours, and they definitely out here moving weight upstairs. You know, when people start talking about free speech and how it's being infringed upon, 8 times out of 10, they don't know what they're talking about. Especially in a space like Twitter. And so I already suffer from anxiety. I don't need to be engaging with people on Twitter where now people are able to see and say what they want to say. To that being said, we're recording this. It's probably been a full 24 hours since Elon Musk has owned Twitter. It's already been reported that the use of the N-word has skyrocketed 500%.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that. I mean, but I'm not surprised.
And, like, you know? I was looking at some stuff and people are literally just like, Elon Musk owns Twitter now. He says I can say N-word with the ER. Not, you know, not even like the hip hop, like, oh, I'm trying to be cool. Just like, or like when people are saying things now, people are responding like, shut up, N-word.
Wow. This is not going to end well. I can tell. You spent all this money on Twitter just to kill it. I don't know.
I mean, I personally had moved on a long time ago because honestly, the clock app is much more entertaining to me now than Twitter. Like, Twitter had its moments, but I get the same mess. It's actually messier on the clock app, and I like that. So I'm usually more on the clock app. And I get stuff faster on the clock app than I do on Twitter. So, I mean, it's good riddance for me. I'm going to hold on to my names because I don't want nobody else having my shit. And so until Twitter emails me and says, you've been inactive for 375 years before we delete your account, they'll be
so
there.
So then you're going to log in again and then you're going to stop using it
log
again.
In and going to be like, hi, bitches, and then keep it moving. but other than that, like, it doesn't serve me a purpose anymore anyway. I had outgrown Twitter, I think, a little bit even before the acquisition. So it's going to be funny to see, like, how it becomes the cesspool that it will become. I'll be watching from the outside.
Mm. Interesting. I don't know that I have much to say here. I'm not a big Twitter user to begin with, so you know, it's nothing off my back. So you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I'm good on it. Black Twitter had its run. Black TikTok is still thriving, and I see enough of Black Twitter on Instagram anyway that it doesn't even matter. Like, okay, so right. I'm good on that.
Yeah, we're getting to the point where like the social medias that the Gen Z and the younger ones are using, I'm just like, wait, what? That's what you're using now? So I'm definitely heading to the old stage of like social media and stuff. So like, I don't know. I really want to stay hip and be like, you know, that dad that knows things.
I'm a cool
but
dad.
Like, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean,
we'll see.
I have fun on TikTok until TikTok. I know I've been calling it the clock app, but whatever. Until that gets on my nerve, like I actually have a lot more fun over there.
Yeah.
And it's easier for me to curate the things that I want to see versus like Twitter forcing me to see or take part in like the abuse of someone else unwillingly. You know what I mean? So
right.
TikTok Twitter can miss me with all that BS. Good luck to that man. I hope that the success of Twitter is like that window in that car that he told us was unbreakable in that Cybertruck.
I mean, the kids they on Discord now and all of those
and
types
Twitch
of things,
and all
so,
these other
know.
Things, but it is what
so,
it is.
Yeah.
So wait.
All right.
So wait, I sent you a video and I really want to get your opinion on this.
Oh God. Oh Lord. I thought we was gonna breeze right past this and I didn't have to say anything.
No, we're not gonna breeze past this because
boy.
And this is definitely gonna have to get posted on the socials because there's not good audio with it. But I'm gonna read what it says, and then I'm gonna describe the video. And the people in the video because I feel like that's important. Okay? So this is what the video says. Me, with an exclamation point, a guest at my friend's wedding, ignoring the brownie table and confidentially cutting myself a slice of her wedding cake.
Oh my
thinking,
God.
Thinking,
uh-oh. Oh my God.
They forgot to serve it to everyone else.
Oh my God.
And then in the video, to match those words, is a young white woman doing a two-shoulder jig, cutting into these people's wedding cake, getting frosting on her hands, licking her fingers, taking her slice of cake and eating it because she assumed that the bride and groom
forgot
their own wedding cake and took it upon herself. I don't know why she said confidentially when she did it in literally, it's in the front of a room. Took it upon herself to cut the cake and eat a slice and walk away. So, Ryan, if your wedding 10 years ago that I heard was phenomenal, if
when
one of your guests did this.
When I tell you, people are still hitting us up like the most epic wedding they've ever been to. We posted the photos online and people we haven't seen in 10 years, they were just like, oh my gosh, y'all look amazing. I was there. I was there at that wedding. Me. We were there.
It was a time. A time
was had. Well, all I'm going to say right now is, if y'all wanted to see my sweet wife,
because she is sweet,
leap across the dance floor and punch her straight in her nose holes. Like, this is what would have happened.
No, because
like,
your wife.
Because, like, what?
Your wife is sweet. This is the thing that kills me, is in the amount of time that it took her to cut the cake, she could have definitely found somebody else and asked them if.
Ask the questions.
Was the cake going to get cut anytime soon? Because.
Ask the question.
Let me tell you something. Had it been my wedding, my husband would be visiting me in jail. Because I would have, when I tell you, she would have eaten that whole entire cake because I would have shoved it down her throat. God. And the video.
She would have got it shoved up somewhere.
When I tell you, the video infuriates me because she's happy. Like, she's cutting into these people's cakes, doing a jig. Like, she's moving her shoulder. She's happy. When I tell you.
She's drunk.
I don't care if she was high or on crack cocaine. I would have shoved that cake so far, that whole entire cake. You wanted this cake so bad.
Oh my God.
Now you can have it. I would have.
Oh my gosh.
Murdered her.
When I tell you, people, our wedding was so lit because we had a liquor sponsorship, right? So there was unlimited amounts of alcohol. Also, this dude came to our wedding in a Bentley with two jugs of jungle juice. We talking, you know them, igloos?
First of all.
You know them igloos?
Jungle juice got me in so much trouble back in the day in college. So enough said. Because,
So we were so embarrassed by the two jugs of jungle juice. However, we did know that his jungle juice was epic. So the jungle juice was hidden behind the bar. We had all the fancy stuff on top of the bar and the jungle juice underneath the bar. And so when the bartenders were like handing out the jungle juice, they were squeezing the jungle juice into the cups underneath the bar and then giving people cups. So not only were they lit off of the
liquor sponsorship,
they also were lit off of the jungle juice. So when I tell you, pure pandemonium,
it sounds like
pandemonium.
Speaking of which,
the night before my wedding, I had a dream that my cousin's girlfriend was gonna have her baby at my wedding. Right? All right. They show up to the wedding. I walk up to them. I speak to them really softly. I was like, last night, I had a dream that you were gonna go into labor at my wedding. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You
please.
Heard him? You didn't hear him.
Right? Halfway through the wedding, I'm like, yo, where are these people? Like, I mean, I'm like, we drunk, but I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, you're making your rounds after right. You're at the reception or whatever. They know where to be found.
She was having her baby.
She went into labor at the wedding. In the middle of Hurricane Sandy, she's rushed to the hospital or whatever. She's in labor at the wedding. She has the baby the next, like basically through the night she's in labor, she has the baby the next day. The next day after my wedding, my wife and I, in the middle of Hurricane Sandy, go to the hospital to see this baby that I told them not to have. This baby is now my godchild.
Can I just tell you how...
I'm just saying.
How pure Virgo it is for you to tell somebody not to have... Hey, I understand that you're pregnant and that you're due soon. But what you're not going to do is have that baby here. Okay?
Well, I mean, she didn't have... One thing I will say, she didn't have the baby there. And she also didn't have the baby on the day.
But
the next day.
What also is gangsta is that... She was having contractions and going through it and was like, I'm really not finna interrupt these people's wedding. So I'm gonna slide on out and do what I need to do. And that's what she did. Like,
oh, man.
So hats off to her.
When I tell you stories, there's like, stories. When I tell you my DJ, shout out DJ Spinfo. I'm shouting you out. Don't worry. When I tell you, when the party gets good and the music is just Everybody, like literally old people, young people, everybody's on the dance floor.
Right.
We dancing. I look around. The DJ is in the middle of the dance floor dancing with some chick with a big butt, right? I'm like, sorry, wait a second.
Sorry.
I'm like, wait a second. You're here. We're here. Who's playing the music? Luckily, one of my groomsmen, shout out DJ Mastermind, is also a DJ. He's playing the music. Yo, when I tell you strange, wait, something strange happened for some change that night.
I am weak. I'm weak.
So
because
good.
Because Mayan say, if so he's good on the dance floor, dancing with some girl with a big butt, let me say something. I cannot.
I know who that person is too, but I didn't want to mention their names on this podcast.
When I tell you, I'm done. I can't wait for the renewal ceremony in 20 years.
So we were gonna do that this year, but you know, inflation.
Yeah, no, it's expensive.
Pandemic.
I say
pandemic and all of that, and so we were just like, you know,
I say wait,
low key,
yeah, just
low key. But we still, you know, my wife's low key is not your low key for sure. Like it's just always a production,
which is fun, isn't it? That's part of the excitement.
Yes. We go with that word. We can go with that word.
What was I going to say? Okay.
The cake. We were talking about
that's
the cake.
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
Lady, she finished.
Oh,
she
yeah,
done.
Nah, I would have.
You would have never saw her again.
I would have definitely gone to jail. I know I tell y'all violence is never the answer, and I'm really not a violent person. And this is the second time on this podcast that I have said that I would cause someone bodily harm. What y'all are learning about me is I don't play when it comes to my food. And I don't, like, if I'm doing something and you come in and you do something that I deem disrespectful, I'm not a nice person in that instant. You know what I mean? So while I never condone violence in your day-to-day, things like this and that doorman eating that girl's food, that's going to cause me to be violent.
Mm. The thing is, it wouldn't even have just been my wife attacking this chick.
Oh, nah. Let me tell you something.
The entire wedding would have come down on her head.
Do you know?
Like, for sure.
I already know. Before I even knew what was going on, You know who was gonna drag this girl off the floor? My mother. Blondell would have been like, what a rascal! My mother would have lost her entire shit.
You know who would have dragged this chick? My sister.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Virgo.
Oh yeah. Hands down, bar none.
Oh, it would have been a problem.
And silently.
Problem.
And the thing about it, it would have been like y'all wouldn't have even known that it happened until the end.
It would have been a problem.
Until somebody was like,
and I told you we got married right on the water. They would have found her in the East River.
Oh, yeah,
they would have found her. They would have found her in the East River.
When I
for tell sure.
you, my mother would have been like, my mother would have dragged her, and I would have been none the wiser. And then at the end, everybody would have been like, "Did you not see your mother almost kill this girl because she cut your cake?" And I would have been like, "Did she cut my cake? No, because your mother saw her, and now we don't know where the girl at. But Blondell right over there." And then I would have just been like, oh, okay. Like.
Sad.
Look at us. See, now, this is what I love about us. Because we had an idea as to what was going to happen this podcast. But we didn't really prepare like we normally do, right? Because it's a little later
than
normal.
Man, it's my fault. Like,
but it's cool.
It's been a day.
It's cool.
It's been a day.
And so we was like, I don't know if we really going to have an hour worth of things to discuss.
Right.
And we did.
Here we are.
Here
we are.
The last thing I want to talk about before we do anything
let's go.
So this episode drops on November 3rd. Which means Election Day, which is November 8th, is 5 days after.
Oh, look at you doing math. You should teach my daughter, fourth grade math, it works.
If you don't want her to regress, if you don't want her to regress, I'm not the teacher for her. Unless you want her to regress exponentially, I am not.
We could set up tutoring sessions on
FaceTime.
We can do it.
The teacher for her, okay? Because let me tell you something. My friend Natalie definitely put a math problem in our Tufts group chat. Like, she was giving us, like, little riddles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, 3AA1 is divisible by 9, okay?
Mm.
I came up with my answer, and my answer worked, but it was the wrong answer, okay? So You don't want your daughter. You don't. No. Okay. No.
All right.
No. Okay.
All right. All right.
So, election time is coming up. If you are not,
yes.
This is my public service announcement. Elections matter. Not only the big elections.
First of all, before you continue, I love political Jade. I'm just saying. She will get you together. Listen, if you're not voting, don't talk to her about no politics.
Please don't.
No, nothing.
Because your opinion, nothing. When I tell you, your nothing. Opinion does not matter if you don't nothing. Vote. I don't even know why you're talking to me at all if you don't vote. Because, like, you don't matter. Like, you just don't matter. Elections okay, are coming up. And yes. I need everyone to realize that elections matter. All elections matter. Local.
Yes.
Federal, state. They all matter. Okay? We have yes. big things happening. We have things that are in the process of being taken away from us. I need y'all to pay attention. If you're not paying attention, I don't want to say that it's too late, but it's kind of too late. You still need to get involved, though. Okay?
Mm.
For example, in Texas, Herschel Walker is running up against Reverend Warnock. Whew. And I don't understand how that's a close race when this man walks around with a play badge telling people that he used to be a cop. Like,
what's the state?
Georgia.
Mm.
Which is, you know, purple. Super purple. Mm. But
Georgia, we got a lot of Atlanta listeners.
Y'all gotta vote.
All I'm saying.
If y'all don't vote.
All I'm saying.
And please stop with this. We don't vote because it doesn't matter nonsense. The reason why your vote doesn't matter is because you choose not to do it. So think about that. If you want to see things happen, you want to see things change, then you have to get involved. Okay. So if you don't know, early voting, I think starts officially. It has already officially started. So you can already go and vote in some places. You can go to, I yes. think vote.org will tell you if you're allowed to vote in your state now, or you can get online like everybody else and vote on Tuesday, November 8th. Cause it's important. Okay. I don't care if the lines is long. Y'all still on lines for everything else. We buy tickets on Fandango for movies and, you know, sneaker drops and chicken sandwiches. You can stand online to vote. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I also say that to say.
You don't even have to stand online to vote.
You don't.
Just vote early.
You don't.
Just vote early.
Vote early. And if you can, if you live in a state that does mail-in vote. I voted 2 weeks ago. Jersey sent me my mail-in ballot. I filled that joint out, sent it right back. 2 seconds.
At the point of this show coming out, I would have already voted on Monday. So,
like, we're,
you know,
good.
I'm going to be on somebody's beach on election day.
So,
you know, listen.
Boom. I also say that to say we have to be careful of the people that we deify. Now, we've already banished one man. We're not talking about him. I'm not banishing this man, but I do think that he is very dangerous when it comes to us and our causes. And the man that I'm
talking about, Willis?
I was going to say, the man that I'm talking about is Killer Mike. Now,
what did Killer Mike do now?
Killer Mike gets on his pulpit and he's very pro-black and he's all about black people and he's all about black liberation. I think the work that he's doing with Greenwood Bank or the work that Greenwood Bank is doing that he's attached to is wonderful. Right? I bank with a black-owned bank in New York. I get it. I get the meaning behind it. Killer Mike is dangerous because Killer Mike shows us two faces. He shows us the face of the well-spoken black man who's very much about pro-black people. Oh, I'm a king and kings and queens, and this is what we shouldn't do.
Right.
And then he turns around and he rubs elbows and he elevates people like Brian Kemp, who was the current governor of Georgia.
Wow. You see, this is why you need a Jade in your life. Like, she be schooling me on literally everything, by the way. I did not know that.
Brian Kemp is dangerous because Brian Kemp has effectively limited voting rights for black people and is trying to make it worse for black people to vote in the state of Georgia. And this is a man that Killer Mike considers not only a friend, but someone that he takes around to black private schools. I think he took him to an all boys black private school that's owned by a black conservative. I get it. We are not monolithic in our thought. There are black conservatives that exist. I don't have any qualms with them. I don't care. Okay? That is literally my mantra. I don't care. What is dangerous is that the same energy that a man like Killer Mike puts behind a white man like Brian Kemp he does not put behind a black woman like Stacey Abrams, and that bothers me. When asked about why he does not do anything for Stacey Abrams or does not speak up about Stacey Abrams, he said, if Stacey Abrams can go visit the same places that he took Brian Kemp.
Wow.
And that bothers me for a multitude of reasons, right, y'all. I don't...
If y'all don't vote this Stacey Abrams in office, like...
Like, it's... it's...
Man, listen.
First of all, Stacey Abrams was robbed the first time around.
Definitely was.
Okay?
Definitely was.
It's gonna... And she's probably gonna be... Because of what Brian Kemp has done, what Brian Kemp will continue to do, she will probably be robbed again this second time. It may be close.
You think so?
I don't know, because it's Georgia. So? Georgia's going to Georgia. Georgia is Florida Junior sometimes when it comes to politics. So they may do things against their best interest. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man.
So
oh, man.
When I say we need to stop deifying people, what I mean is you can like celebrities. I like celebrities, right? There's a bunch of celebrities that I absolutely love. But wrong is wrong. And we need to learn how to call people out when they do things that are wrong. And we do not do that enough. Killer Mike is dangerous to the progression of black people when it comes to politics because he's playing both sides of the fence. Is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? I have not said that in a long time. I had to bring it back. Is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? Because you cannot tell me that you are for black people or you are for us and at the same time shake hands and take photo ops with someone like Brian Kemp. It does not work like that. It does not work when black celebrities do it with Donald Trump. It does not work when black celebrities do it with people who openly try to oppress us. It does not work like that. You cannot have it both ways. And Killer Mike wants to have it both ways. Okay?
Man.
Pay attention to the people that y'all listen to. That's all I'm saying.
I think Stacey Abrams will be the country's first black woman governor. The fact that we haven't had one yet is appalling. However, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm hoping Georgia does what they're supposed to do.
Like,
that's all I'm hoping.
Let me just end this on this. This is a direct quote from Killer Mike when it came to Southern politics and him being enmeshed with Brian Kemp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, I am a Southerner. I'm a black man. I've been raised in a traditionally Democratic city. But my state is pretty conservative, always has been. So as a Southern man, I connected pretty much instantly with him. Politics and policy don't matter to me as much as human decency and principles. And he seems to be a principled human being when I talk to him.
Wow.
Policies and politics don't matter when you're talking to a politician. The math isn't mathing.
Right.
The math is not, you're not talking to him when he's not governor. You're talking to him after he became governor, when he decided that he was going to be a politician. So policies and politics should more than matter when you're having a conversation with this man, because that is what his life is about. So please miss me with that bullshit. Please miss me with that bullshit.
Wow. I did not know there was all of this going on with this
and
guy.
I know,
but wow.
Ryan said it last week. Two things can be true. Killer Mike can definitely be a black man, but he can also be a piece of shit. And when it comes to politics, he's a piece of shit. And we got to stop deifying these celebrities and stop thinking that because their road to success could kind of be similar to what your road to success could look like, that these people have the secret sauce. They don't have the secret sauce. None of them have the secret sauce. Okay, they have luck. None of them have the secret sauce. Okay.
Just vote your interest. Please. Vote your interest.
Vote for your interest.
That's it.
And vote for the...
That's it.
And not even...
Interest of your people, too.
That's it. Like, just think about the world that you want to live in. If your politics align with Brian Kemp and that's who you choose to vote for, fine. That's who you choose to vote for. But don't vote for these people or follow these people just because your favorite celebrity says so. It's the math isn't mathing with these celebrities. And I need y'all to think. The brain needs to be braining sometimes. Okay?
Man.
All right. And that's all I had to say on that.
Well, then, yep. Hashtag vote. Let's do that. Make sure you go out and vote early. Tell your friends. Bring your friends. Make sure everybody's, you know, registered and stuff. And do what you got to do.
Please.
All right. So, you know, I don't like to end on these type of, like,
You gonna hit us with a dad joke? Big,
serious topics. I mean, you know, if you want it, if you want one, you know, I always got one ready.
Before you what hit you us, talking about? Before you hit us with a dad joke, about? Before you hit us with a dad joke, let me tell you how I really need to stay off the internet, because there was this test going around that I had no business taking, and I took it, and I don't even know if we should be talking. Well, I mean, I could talk about it because I'm single. It was a BDSM test, and
of course. Of course.
Because they was making it look, they made it look fun on TikTok, and I took it. So we can discuss my results next. We can discuss my results next week, maybe, or in 2 weeks.
I mean, you just brought it up. How long is this going to take? It's going. I mean, we got to get into it, or is that what you want to talk about it next week?
You're gonna want to get into it. You know what I mean? So like,
all right. So we're gonna talk about.
And I say that to say. Also, that means family next week. Y'all not listening? Like. Don't listen.
And you know they're gonna listen. You know they're gonna listen then.
But listen, but don't tell. But don't tell Blondell.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What kind of joke you want? You want a rapper joke?
Give us two. Give us a rapper joke, and then like give us a one of your inappropriate ones. Unless your rapper joke.
I have two rapper jokes.
Okay, so give us your rapper joke.
All right. We'll see how exciting they are. what's Lil Wayne's favorite greeting?
All I hear him say is it's moolah, baby.
Hi.
Ryan. Ryan, get off my phone.
How do rappers clean up their mess?
I feel like it's going to have to do with spitting. How?
Little baby wipes.
Good night. Good night. Did you hear him in his inappropriate... Little baby wipes?
She's talking to Cash, guys. Well, I mean, hey. So I didn't even tell you. Well, I got my new phone, finally.
Oh, yes.
After I've ordered it. I've ordered it forever, and now I have this gigantic ass iPad that I carry around in my pocket. Now.
You'll get used to it.
iPhone 14 Pro Max. I've never had a Max phone before, so this is quite interesting. But like, you know, anyway. So while we're on Apple, why did the Apple Watch lose the fight with the grandfather clock?
I don't know. Something about rings.
Clock had them hands.
Yo, Ryan. Oh, snap, because the grandfather clock really... Yo.
Don't be sleeping on the oldies.
Hi, you're in my mouth. We're black. We don't do that.
He's too cute. He's distracting me. All right, one last one for the road. What do you call two dudes hanging by the window?
Oh, God. I apologize in advance. What do we call them?
Curtain rod.
Wait a minute. I like that. Curtain rod. You know what? You know what? Your Uncle Ryan's a mess. Yeah. Oh, my God. Curtain rod.
All right. Yeah, good night. Two dudes hanging by the window.
Good night.
Good night,
Ryan. I can't. I literally cannot. Yep. Anyway, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and unfortunately Twitter at Virgo Season Show.
Really? I mean, the emails be popping. I'm lying, but like, you know, you can send us emails if you want. If you want, virgoseasonshow@gmail.com.
Don't forget to download, subscribe, and rate the episode podcast. Let us know if you like us, you hate us, in between. If you hate us, I really don't want to know. But, you know, I guess. you can do that on either Apple. I don't think Spotify has a rating system. But if it does, you can do it on Spotify.
Facts.
Is that it?
I guess one more for the road. What happens when you eat aluminum?
What?
You sheet metal. Okay, good night. Happy Tuesday. I mean, it's not even Tuesday. It's Thursday.
Bye.
Look at me drinking.
No more
drinks.
No more drinks.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Get off my phone.
I'm America's worst nightmare. I'm young, black, and holding my nuts like cheer. Wish I was in the pub, having a light beer. I was at the club, having a fight there. Y'all could go home, husband and wife there. My mama at work, trying to buy me the right gear. 9 years old, uncle lost his life here. I grew up thinking life ain't fair. How can I get a real job, China White right there? Right in front of my sight like here, yeah. There's your ticket out the ghetto, take flight right here. Sell me, you go bye-bye here. Damn, there's a different set of rules we abide by here. You need a gun, niggas might drive by here. You're having fun, racing all your hot rods there. Downloading all our music on your iPods there. I'm Chuck D, standing in the crosshairs here. Y'all straight, chicks got horsehair here. Y'all ain't gotta be in fear of your bosses there. Y'all lose your job, your pop rich. Y'all don't care, so I don't care. Y'all acting like y'all don't hear. All the screams from the ghetto, all the teens ducking metal here. So they steam like a kettle here. Trying to take their mind to a whole different level here. Yeah, we real close to the devil here. Gotta be a better way, somebody call a reverend here. Yeah, hell must really be in heaven here. Somebody tell God that we got a couple questions here. My little cuz never got to see a seventh year. And I'm so used to pain that I ain't even shed a tear. Yeah.